Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of January 2018. In an unprecedented move, four senior Supreme Court judges called a press conference to express their displeasure with the Chief Justice of India, CJI, Deepak Mishra and with the way he was assigning cases. Supreme Court has indicated that two main convicts in the rape case involving former students of Sanipat's OP Jindal Global University will have to be taken back into custody. Supreme Court has directed Centre, Tamil Nadu and Kerala governments to set up three separate committees to exclusively deal with any unpredictable disaster that may occur at the site of the over 180-year-old Mulapirai Dam. Allahabad High Court, while taking serious note of rampant corruption in development authorities of Uttar Pradesh, has said that honesty has virtually become an endangered species and there is a need to protect honest and impartial men of integrity. Delhi High Court has declined to pass an interim order restraining Connaught Plaza Restaurants Private Limited, CPRPL, a McDonald's franchisee, from selling products under the name of the US fast food giant. Delhi High Court has upheld the validity of a money laundering law provision while rejecting 19 pleas, including that of former Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Virbhadra Singh's wife Pratibha Singh, challenging its constitutional validity. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea seeking withdrawal of coins having religious symbols embossed on them, saying it does not dent the secular fabric of the country. Gujarat High Court has observed that adultery undermines a relationship's foundation and is one of the main reasons of a relationship crisis around the world. Gujarat High Court has directed the state to ensure that schools which are affiliated with the state board implement the 25% reservation for underprivileged children under the Right to Education, RTE, Act. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has barred Price Waterhouse, PW, from auditing any listed company in India for a period of 2 years for its alleged role in the multi-crore Satyam scam.